This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Let's say this Alexander Canario keeps playing well, and his modest five-game hitting streak was snapped yesterday at 9 hits in 5 games. God, Dorn, you said it before the show. He had the one at-bat where it's 94, 94, 94 all through the zone, and he swung and missed on each pitch. But let's say he keeps developing the way that he has been of late. He has more total bases than any Pirate this month, which is just, it's insane. And let's say they find a way to get Joey Bart in the lineup while Henry Davis is catching, and Henry Davis keeps playing well, and Spencer Horwitz looks the part at first base, and they keep winning under Don Kelly. They are 9-10 under Kelly. Are they gonna save Ben Cherington's job here?
It's starting to smell like that, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
You could smell it, because you could point to the guys that he brought in, like you just said, like the Canarios and the Horwitz, you know, developing, I guess, Henry Davis, things of that nature. And then especially if he brings Bubba Chandler up at some point, and Bubba Chandler comes up and just shoves immediately. Maybe it's starting to smell that way. Yeah. Yeah.
If they win it, even this clip the rest of the year, and let's give Donnie Kelly one more win. Let's say just under Don Kelly, they're a 500 baseball team. And all of these guys we're talking about look like legit major leaguers. I think Ben Cherington comes back next year. Yep. And so as a fan, I am terribly conflicted. And we don't ask for much. Like, I almost feel embarrassed saying this. I've been really enjoying watching the Pirates since Don Kelly took over.
Me too.
They're competitive. They scored a lot of runs these last two games. They're pitching, at least the rotation, is lights out. And you are going to get Bubba Chandler at some point. They're kind of fun right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to close one eye or put a Pirate patch over it and not look at the record. But the way they've been playing is good, fun baseball. Arizona's got a good team.
Yeah.
Milwaukee, yeah. They should have won that series. They blew it, but you split with them. Cincinnati, they're on the up and up, and you win that series. Like, three series in a row, you look good against Atlanta. You took 2 out of 3. They look like a real major league team all of a sudden. And if they keep winning ball games, I do think, because of the players who've been catalysts here, I think a reasonable argument can be made from Bob Nunning, oh, we should keep Ben Cherington. I would not do it. It's why I would have fired him before. So that Don Kelly gets all the credit and Ben Cherington doesn't. But I'm not sure they're going to view it the way that you and I view it.
Well, I think it'd be reasonable if he is the GM next year to look out of this lens. He still has an opportunity to get players. You know, you would hope, and we've been hoping, that they would bring in a couple bats, that they would spend some money. So if he is the GM next year, you still could hold on to, I guess, to that hope that it's not like he's handcuffed and put behind bars and like he's just going to operate the way that he has been. There can be a little bit of hope that he might feel the pressure of like, I need to get players in here this time.
I would have thought he'd felt that way last offseason, right?
Same here. I'm just trying to look at the positive of him coming back and us having to deal with it and living that life. Like, you can look at it like, okay, like, if he's back, maybe he'll do something this time.
I had somebody, how do I want to put this so that I can protect my source here? I had somebody in the Pirates organization say they need a GM that takes big swings. And the implication there, obviously, is that Ben Cherington does not.
Uh-huh.
And even if all these guys pan out, like Henry Davis and all the guys we just discussed, you still need a GM that's going to then add to the club.
Right.
That's going to take them from, in this hypothetical, being the 500 team that they'd be with Don Kelly, to one that can actually contend for the damn thing.
Right.
And that's where you need a GM that's going to go up there swinging and hacking like Alexander Canario. So he's gone in my book either way. I'm not so sure Nutting views it that way. Maybe he does. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But there's not exactly a track record of success there. So I'm not going to give that guy the benefit of the doubt. Someone just texted in, Henry Davis, still a bust. He's played 119 games. That's less than Andrew McCutchen played last year. Andrew McCutchen played 120 games last season. Henry Davis has 119 games in his professional career. He's only got 440 plate appearances. I'm not going to lie. 2 weeks ago, I would have thought,
right,
he doesn't look like he can do this thing at the big league level. But he's showing that he's evolving, and maybe it's just a hot streak. But maybe it's not. But I'm not going to say a guy who has 440 plate appearances is a bust. That's way too early. Way too early for that. That's nothing. I think he played a full season.
Yeah, I kind of look at it like if he does this consistently throughout the rest of the season, then I think he gets out of bust territory.
Absolutely. If his OPS even, folks, at the end of the year is like 750.
Yeah, okay, then he's out.
Then he's out, and he's hit like 10 homers or something like that.
He's out, yep.
He's a guy, right?
Yep.
And I think we were all hoping for more than that, but baby steps. He wasn't even crawling before. Now he's taking baby steps, which, by the way.
How many times did he play catcher last year?
I can look that up for you. I'll tell an anecdote while I do. My baby's walking now. Fiona is 17 months old. We don't have the baby gates anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I need them back. I'm exhausted every day. Just you chase her around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she moves, man.
It's the best workout. Parents don't realize how many calories you're burning just chasing around your infant.
It's funny you say that because you got the step counters on the phone anymore. Uh-huh. And I've been routinely over 10,000 a day, and I'm not even going on walks at night or anything anymore. That's what used to be my workout, the nightly walks, like I'm Ron Cook.
Right.
Oh, damn, I almost had the Henry Davis stent. I was trying to filibuster about my kid as long as I could. You're asking how many times he caught in 2024.
Yep. In compared to playing right field.
He only caught 35 games last year. Is that right? Yeah, he caught 35 games last. Can we just try to be positive about some of the Pirates? He's showing that if given consistent playing time, that's a huge key in all this. He can maybe be a guy. And that needs to happen now the rest of the way. Mm-hmm. He got to be playing 5 times a week.
Yep.
And if that means getting creative and sometimes sitting Andrew McCutchen down and letting Henry Davis DH or Joey Bart DHs because you want to get his bat in the lineup, even though he hasn't had a good May, you got to find a way to get Henry Davis in. That is one of the most important elements of the rest of this could-be lost season, is getting this guy the requisite number of plate appearances to actually find out. Because if he's a dude, all of a sudden that's one less dude you need to acquire this offseason if you're Ben Cherington or some other general manager.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.